A beloved TV character is getting a new face.
I'm the Doctor.
I'm the Doctor.
I'm the Doctor.
I'm the Doctor.
Yes, the Doctor from the BBC show Doctor Who. And just FYI, as I'm catching up to this myself, the Doctor is a time traveler and an alien who has been played as a lead character by 13 different actors since the 1960s. Number 14 will be Shuti Gatwa, taking up residence in a time machine known as the TARDIS. Gatwa will be the first person of color to play the lead since the show began six decades ago, at least by our traditional earthly measure of time. Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, is with us. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So for those of us unfamiliar with the show, and check me on this, the Doctor is an alien who travels through time to solve the problems of the universe, I gather, and every so often gets a new appearance and a new personality. I guess the word is regenerates.
Yep.
And now we get Shuti Gatwa, black man. Eric, what took the show producers so long to get here?
I wish I could tell you, because there have been, you know, fans, of course, have been advocating and hoping to see a non-white doctor for a long time. Now, technically, there has been a non-white version of the character. It just wasn't the lead of the show.
Okay.
But the thing that's interesting about Doctor Who is that the Doctor dies every so often and then regenerates, and it's an excuse to switch out the actors.
Oh, just like we get a new James Bond every few years.
Well, you know, it's different than that because the stories continue.
Oh, I see. It is
the same entity.
With the same memory.
It's a really a mind-bending concept if you haven't seen the show, but it allows the show to constantly renew and refresh itself,
okay,
which I really love.
So now, this upcoming season, we will get Shuti Gatwa. He's Rwandan Scottish, 29 years old, currently on the show Sex Education on Netflix, and he plays the lead's best friend.
This is a new frontier, my sexually repressed friends. Our chance to finally move up the social food chain. We shall transform from lowly caterpillars into awesome killer whales.
So what do you think, Eric? What will he bring to the show as the new Doctor?
Well, you know, it's always tough to know. I mean, what we do know is that he's a great actor. We know that he's great at handling comedy and drama, which he's had to sort of straddle in his role in Sex Education. But a lot of that question is up to the writers. What are they wanting to explore? There was a sense that for a time they wanted a younger doctor who could have a little more, you know, romantic appeal. And so that's why we got doctors like David Tennant and Matt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to explore what it was like to have an older doctor. And then we had a female doctor. And, you know, frankly, one of the things for me about Doctor Who is I don't think they ever really adequately explored what it was like to have a character that was male suddenly become female. And so I'm hoping that this casting choice means that they're actually going to lean into exploring the blackness of the character. Will they also have a little bit of fun with the presumed sexuality of the character or gender of the character? But what's interesting to me about the Doctor is it's always been, Doctor Who, the show, has always been, it's always straddled this line between being a kid's show and being a science fiction show that grown-ups could enjoy. So even though they've cast a black man in this role, how will they explore all these interesting identity things that they have access to now, but also sort of maintain the show's history as a show that's a science fiction show that kids can enjoy? It'd be interesting to see them walk that line.
Now, Eric, as you've been telling us, Jodie Whittaker is the first woman to play the Doctor in this current season. The show didn't make a huge deal of it. It didn't really dwell on what the Doctor looked like. How do you think this upcoming season is going to handle the transition to a black man as the Doctor?
Well, it's interesting because it might sound silly to some people who would say, you know, it's a science fiction show and he's playing an alien that, you know, is, you know, 2,000 years old or something. You know, why are we worried about something like race or something like gender? But the show has always kind of talked a little bit about gender and about, you know, generational age. And now I'm wondering, is it ready to interrogate race a little bit?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they will not use that, the science fiction of it all, to avoid the conversations about culture and race that they could have by having you know, this character suddenly be black. You know, I'm hoping that they'll be willing to interrogate the idea that, you know, this mm-hmm. doctor cannot go that far back into Britain's past, for example, without encountering some serious roadblocks in terms of how he would be treated versus how, mm-hmm. you know, the white people in his entourage might be treated. So yeah. it could be really, really interesting if they're willing to lean into it. And we will see.
Eric Deggans is NPR TV critic. Eric, thanks for the time as always. Happy watching. Have a good weekend.
All right. Good luck catching up. There's a whole lot of episodes for you to go through, my friend.
We will begin. Take care.